I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Wednesday, October the 8th, 2025. A serious safety investigation is underway in nearby Coffee County, where a middle school student is accused of making verbal threats towards classmates and the school. Coffee County Director of Schools Scott Hargrove stated that once the threats were reported, school staff swiftly notified the Coffee County Sheriff's Department. Under the district's zero-tolerance policy, the incident is being treated with the utmost seriousness. Families of those named in the threats have been informed, though specifics remain confidential due to privacy concerns. Hargrove reassured parents that all Coffee County schools remain safe and emphasized the importance of talking with students about the severe consequences of such behavior. He also extended gratitude to Sheriff Chad Parton and his team for their rapid response. Meanwhile, back home in Rutherford County, the Smyrna Police Department is asking for the public's assistance following a bold theft at the local Kohl's store. On September 26th, two suspects reportedly made off with a cart full of Ninja brand slushy machines, valued at approximately $350 each, by exiting through an emergency door without paying. The female suspect was seen wearing athletic-style clothing, eyeglasses, and an Apple Watch with tattoos visible on her arms and legs. Her male accomplice wore a maroon t-shirt and gray shorts. The pair fled the Smyrna scene in a silver sedan. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact Detective Andrew Schaefer at the Smyrna Police Department. Murfreesboro City officials are preparing for a joint conceptual workshop next Wednesday, October the 15th, at 2 p.m. at the Municipal Airport Business Center. On the agenda, key development proposals that could reshape parts of the city. Among them is a request by Swanson Development and SEC Incorporated to annex and rezone property at 6331 Franklin Road, paving the way for a new townhome community dubbed the Battleground Place. While the proposal doesn't align with Murfreesboro's future land use map, which classifies the area as suburban residential character, city leaders say it may serve as a fitting transition between existing neighborhoods and nearby commercial zones. Comparable townhome communities like Havenwood and Georgetown Square have already influenced the area's evolving residential layout. With Murfreesboro continuing to experience steady population growth, city council members are relying more heavily on these workshops to evaluate development with long-term planning in mind. The goal? To foster innovation without compromising the unique character of Murfreesboro's neighborhoods. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, drivers are watching the gas pump a little more closely this week. According to AAA, Tennessee gas prices ticked up by 2 cents, bringing the state's average to $2.75 per gallon. Here in Rutherford County, regular unleaded is averaging $2.70 per gallon, ranking the county 31st out of 95 in terms of affordability. Megan Cooper with AAA noted that prices rose early last week before dipping slightly over the weekend, and the outlook remains stable, barring major market shifts. Tennessee continues to rank among the top 10 states with the lowest gas prices nationwide, a welcome relief for families planning fall road trips. Rutherford County is mourning the loss of 56-year-old Hector Alejandro Rodriguez, who died early last Wednesday morning in a tragic crash on Interstate 24 near the Davidson County line. According to the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Rodriguez's Chevrolet Silverado collided with an unoccupied tractor trailer that was blocking two eastbound lanes around 2 a.m. The semi had reportedly been left unattended following an earlier crash. Investigators have not yet confirmed whether the truck was properly marked to warn approaching vehicles. Moments after the initial impact, Rodriguez's vehicle was hit by a second tractor trailer. The driver of that truck was unharmed. Rodriguez, who lived in Middle Tennessee with his wife and daughter, was wearing a seatbelt but was pronounced dead at the scene. His family is now working to raise $15,000 to return his remains to Mexico, where his extended family resides. As of Tuesday morning, over $13,600 had been raised through GoFundMe. Meanwhile, a nationwide public health alert has been issued by the USDA for ready-to-eat meals produced by Fresh Realm, including items distributed by HelloFresh. The meals contain spinach that tested positive for listeria. Though no illnesses have been confirmed, consumers in Rutherford County and beyond are urged to discard affected products immediately. The recalled meals include certain lots of cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. Symptoms of listeria include fever, muscle aches, and digestive issues. And the infection can be especially dangerous for pregnant women, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems. Though Tennessee has not reported any cases linked to this alert, nearby states like North Carolina and Missouri have. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.